You know, when Moses was about to die, God gave him a charge. As a matter of fact, he gave him a charge to warn the children of Israel as they were going to be going into the promised land. Moses was not going to be going into the promised land. But he gave him a charge, and in that charge, he told him to write a song. And as I was looking at this great chapter in Deuteronomy chapter 32, I love this particular section of scripture because in this we find in this great song written by God and penned by Moses, we find something powerful. And I just want us to notice verse number 1 and verse 2. And you go back and you read the rest of those verses of Deuteronomy chapter 32. He says, "Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my doctrine drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb and as showers on the grass." I was very interested in the word doctrine, instruction, teaching. And friends, when we thoroughly consider some of these things, God's doctrine, sure enough, drops as the rain. Meaning that his teaching was going to go all over Israel. All of his people were going to hear his word. Now, I have to say this, just because his teachings went all over Israel doesn't mean all of Israel did what the teachings said. We think about the doctrine of God. I want us to turn back to Deuteronomy 31. Look at verses 10 through verse number 31. Sorry, verse 13. I'm thinking of something else. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, 10 through 13, notice what your Bible there has to say. And I want to see if something comes to mind from a New Testament passage. Notice what the Bible there says. "And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacle, when all Israel come to appear before the Lord," this is what they're supposed to be doing, "the Lord your God in the place which he chooses." God always chooses the place where he wants his people to assemble and be saved. God always chooses the place. "You shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together." Notice who they are supposed to be gathering, friends. Men and women, little ones and strangers who were in within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn to do what? To reverence the Lord your God and do what? Be careful to observe some of the words of the law. Which one? All. We find the same language in John 6, 44 and 45. The exact same language that if anyone is going to be drawn unto God, they are going to have to hear. They're going to have to learn. They're going to have to know the doctrine. Friends, I want to say this. This reading tree that we have, I know I keep mentioning it, I'm going to keep on mentioning it. You cannot know the word or the will of God without reading. God's will must be done through us. It's not going to be done by any denomination. It's not going to be done by any cult. It has to be done by the Lord's people, the church. Look at Proverbs 4. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 2, Solomon tells his son Rehoboam. Now, I love this passage. Here is a father telling his son, "Son, I give you good doctrine." You know, when I'm hearing good preaching, I say, "Man, that's good teaching. Good teaching." You know what Solomon is telling his son Rehoboam? "I give you good teaching. Listen to my law. Hear what I have to say. Hear my word." I can just see God telling us, "I've given you good teaching." We have the greatest teacher on the face of the earth by the name of Jesus Christ. Why not listen to him? Why not listen to the greatest teacher on the face of the earth? Notice John 7. In John chapter 7, Jesus says something about this doctrine. He says something about the doctrine that must be learned. In John 7, starting at verse number 14, notice what your Bible there has to say. Friends, it is important for us to know the doctrine. It's important for us to know the instruction, to know the will of God, the word of God. If not, then we're going to be leaning to our own understanding. In John chapter 7, starting at verse number 14, notice what your Bible there has to say. "Now, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple." A temple was that place of learning. And notice what he did. He taught. "And the Jews marveled, saying, 'How does this man know letters, having never studied?' Jesus answered them and said, 'My doctrine is not mine. My teaching, my instruction is not mine. It doesn't belong to me.' Jesus said in John 12, verse 48, he said, 'For I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who gave me what to say and what to speak.'" Friends, Jesus tells these religious people that my teaching, my doctrine, my instruction is not mine, but his who sent me. "If anyone wills to know his will," if anyone desires, if anyone is going to know the will of God, "he shall know concerning the" what? "The doctrine." Brethren, I can't stress enough, and the more that I read God's word and understand it, and Brother Brian, the more that I'm convicted by what God's word say, and how I need to study more myself, and I need to get into the word of God more myself, the necessity of reading and knowing the will of God. And I can understand why people are going out walking according to their own understanding. They don't know the will of God. For when we know God's will, then we make decisions based upon God's will. And friend, time is out. Time is out that we are just okay with what we know. We ought to be learning more and more about our Savior and about His glorious and wonderful and great and magnificent church every single day. Every single day. And no wonder Paul tells Titus, he tells him to preach those things that befit sound doctrine. Paul tells Timothy that preach the word, and as he is preaching the word, be long-suffering with the doctrine. In doctrine, in teaching. I want to challenge us, starting tonight, read your Bible. Read to get an understanding. Just don't read just to be reading. Read to get an understanding that we may know the will of God. And I'm not just talking about those of us who are older. I'm talking about all of our children. Read the word. Read to your children the word of God. I wish we read to our children more growing up. Read to them the word of God. It doesn't matter how much money they make. Doesn't matter the prestige and the power that they may attain. What matters is them hearing, "Well done," and knowing the will of God. And friends, the more we know God's will, the better prepared we'll be to live with God. I'm not talking about answering false doctrine. I'm talking about living with God. Because that's what we're doing. We're preparing to live with Jehovah. And the more that we understand the doctrine that falls like the rain, that gives nourishment to the herbs, that gives color to the grass. And no wonder, friends, this doctrine, this teaching, is the blessed teaching of God. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to understand that God wants you saved. He wants you in Christ. And that's our plea when we go out tomorrow, when we talk to people. Are you saved? Have you been baptized into Christ? Are you a Christian? And if they're not, then we need to help them and guide them through the Word of God that they can be immersed in Christ. Therefore, they're covered by the blood of Christ. And therefore, God is satisfied with their decision because of the blood of Christ. And friends, we're saved because God is satisfied with Jesus' blood. That's the only way we're saved. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water. Why? Because that's what the doctrine teaches. Be faithful even to the point of death and God will give you the crown of life. But maybe you haven't been reading the word. Maybe you haven't been serious about your reading. Maybe you're tired. It's boring. It gets frustrating. I can understand all of those things. But I do know this. Friends, God wants us to be like his son and be conformed to the image of Christ. And the only way that is going to happen, we have to know the doctrine.